And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as we approach autumn, Tony, I think we say we're approaching autumn.
I think that's fair to say, yes.
This is an ode to summer. Today I woke up to a what the fuck? Not that time, not that time. The dark room, white slumber and sound beside. God give me one more hour, cause it was blue skies. Last week it has begun. The dark days, the unnatural time. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit.
Lovely.
And a track from their brand new album, Mr. Splashy, which is out right now, and you should definitely get it. I've had a listen right through it, our Tone, and it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's got, yeah, it's got, it's really, it's quite, if you're not familiar with the work of Wonk, then you might be expecting perhaps 12 or 14 tracks that were like that, but it's typical Wonk Unit. It's very varied. There's lots of ups and downs in it, and it's just a great album, Tony. What's their website?
wonkunit.com.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the internet nil, and that is an album you need. I speak not only to you, Tony, but to the world. It's great. It's really, really brilliant. Yeah, fantastic album. And I'm very pleased to have been sent it. Right then, so Tone, in this bit, obviously we'll be playing more tracks from it.
Yep.
It's one of those. Played the Mobs last week and threatened more. Playing Wonk Unit this week and threatening more. You can save yourself having to listen to Punky Radio for future tracks from Wonk Unit simply by buying Mr. Splashy.
TNS Records, isn't it, I think?
It is indeed. And yeah, it's just great. It's absolutely great. Now, this is the bit in the show when I would normally say here's a joke or poem, but once again, we've had none. So if you would like me to read out your joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I have been threatening to go through my own back catalogue if this does not happen. I'm giving you another week before the back catalogue begins.
Right, okay.
It will happen.
Right. Good.
I will be reading out my poems on a weekly basis if you do not start sending me your jokes. But this is no... This is an unbridled threat. Right then. So also, I did notice this week, Tone, that there is quite a lot of references to sex and penises in the show this week.
Okay.
And that could be accused of being a little phallocentric.
Ooh.
So who better to tell us about that than South East London's dangerous feminist anarcho-punk lunatics than the Petrol Girls, Tony?
Beautiful.
What is Petrol Girls' Bandcamp page?
Petrolgirls.bandcamp.com.
It's as easy as that. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet nil. I always view the track listing with some trepidation when we're playing Petrol Girls, because I always think that they'll be glad to be on the show, of course, to get their songs out, but then when they hear what they're alongside, they might come round and just completely duff me in. Who knows? Anyway, this is Petrol Girls, this is Phallocentric. Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was that a minor sneeze?
It was a little cough.
A little cough, was it? You're coming down with something, aren't you?
Yeah, coming down with something. I don't know why. Back in the UK, that's why.
Back in the UK.
With a cold.
That's Petrol Girls, Tony. They don't muck about.
Beautiful.
They don't muck about. Don't call them beautiful. They might get offended.
Is that not PC?
I don't know. I'm just covering all bases. As far as I'm concerned, everything about Petrol Girls is beautiful.
Sonically pleasing.
And sonically pleasing. Let's see how big a hole we can dig ourselves, go. They're great. And also, that was two bands in a row from South East London.
Oh, okay.
There's Wonk Unit from down there as well. Well, they're just South London.
They're definitely London.
Yeah, I used to think they're from Croydon, but then I started thinking they're from Streatham, but they're definitely South London.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good start to the show. I wonder what will happen with the next two songs. Only time will tell, Tony.
It's true.
But in the meantime, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Will.
So what do you got?
Right, thanks to your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. It's that simple. Do get in touch. Two comments plus this week.
Excellent.
So Tim has been in touch.
Of course he has,
as you well know. Timo Schmidt has been in touch. He says, I know that everybody outside of Germany, including himself, thinks we're worshipping David the Hof Hasselhoff, but we're not. Thus, the Hofbräu Bauhaus is pronounced with a long O, as in holy. You did respond. So you see 6 minutes of musical and comedy gold, and you pick up on one word. We'll be sure to correct it next week. He did come back, saying, "I've mentioned the great music and amazing jobs on the beds often enough. Now the gloves are off." And you did respond saying, "That's gloves," pronounced with a long O to you, as in Hovis. Beautiful.
Gloves. Don't mess with the best, because the best don't mess.
Thank you, Timo.
Cheers, mate.
Hope you enjoyed your time in Dusseldorf. You did email me, say you've been to Dusseldorf. So hope it went well, and you may have bought a caravan. Hopefully you did. Seth Ye Cat Milk has been in touch.
He is the original and best cat milker.
He is.
I hope, anyway.
He says, "Hi guys. As was in response to last week's show, a big thank you for the twatting last episode. Unfortunately, I cannot give the name of the cock hobbit who ran into Nathan, as we are in a rather long legal battle with him.
But on the flip side, need to have listened to the last week's show to understand this.
Yeah, listen to last week's twat. On the flip side, I played the last episode of Punk It to Nathan. It made him laugh. So once again, thanks, guys." You did respond saying, "Thanks. Glad I did some good, and best of luck with the legal battle. Hope Nathan enjoyed the music. He is Nathan Catmilker." Seth responded saying he did enjoy the music. "We have similar tastes. He didn't have much choice growing up with my tunes on all the time, but he will be the next Catmilker to carry on the family trade." Of fucking, obviously.
The family trade. It's like in Highlander, there can be only one.
Mm.
But in the Star Wars trilogy, there is another. And it's another cat milker.
Another cat milker. There's always another cat milker on the way.
Yeah, we do think he's much more Star Wars, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's it, though, Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Two tracks in a row now, Tony. Technically from Edinburgh. No, technically from Scotland. Let's call it that. Technically
right, okay.
From Scotland. And you can understand my concern when we're following Petrol Girls with Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics.
Right.
Now, Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics were originally from Ontario, Canada, and were established in, I believe, 2006. And feature, but things changed. The lead singer moved to Scotland, moved to Edinburgh, I think, and ended up being in getting a new Deadly Romantics together, which featured my mate Christian, who is now, what is he now? He's the, I think he's the now the music booker for Bannerman's Bar. I'm not sure, or office manager, or he was behind the bar, but then he not anyway. Right. And Bannerman's in Edinburgh is a place where I have featured on several occasions, and once a year they bring out a free CD of bands that have featured in the bar, and we're up to Under the Bridge Volume 11, Tony.
Wow.
And I'm going to give you the Bannerman's website, which is bannermanslive.co.uk.
Okay.
We will be playing a total of 4 tracks off this 11, off this 10 track free CD that's out this week. You'll see why. It's because they're brilliant. I said to Christian that I would, and it looks like Thunderfuck himself, Bruce, I think he's called, is moving back to Canada, so they're doing some farewell gigs in this incarnation of Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics, the last of which I think is on September the 16th, but I can't remember where.
Right.
Because I'm a fool. It's probably in Bannerman's, to be honest.
It would be, couldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, what I want to know is, what is Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics website?
Thunderfuck and the romantics.co.uk.
deadlyromantics.com.
Yeah, I didn't think you could have fucking a .com.
Yeah, paper. Well, that's you computer people. I had no idea that was a problem. I didn't know you couldn't have fucking a .com, but hey, who knows. Anyway, this is stay tuned for Buzz Bomb, by the way, and who'll be on straight after this, but this is Hate.
Come and talk about the weather. Hate it when you live because I'm wearing leather. Hate your attitude because of what I say. I hate it when you never shut your fucking mouth. Hate it when you drag the whole thing fucking south. Hate it when you tell me what to fucking do. Please don't fucking answer what I got to say. Really, really, really hate the world today, but mainly I hate you. Really, really hate it when you say what's up. Really, really, really wanna fuck you all, but mainly you. I hate it when you sit there spreading all your lies. Hate it when you tell me all your alibis. Hate the way you think, make your narrow mind. I hate it when you wanna show the world your ass. Hate it when you think that you got fucking class. Hate it when I give you all my fucking time.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Buzz Bomb and a track called Creep Show. Buzz Bomb from Bathgate, which is in Scotland.
Right, okay.
Not sure. It's probably not pronounced Bathgate in Scotland. It's probably pronounced or something. Anyway, what a band. I'm just the music is once again, you know, I shouldn't keep crowing about the music we play, 'cause it's not like we make it, but great. And that is another track that features on the free. If you're in Edinburgh, basically pop into Bannerman's and see if you can get hold of the CD. That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is Buzz Bomb's Facebook page?
facebook.com/BuzzBomb.
facebook.com/BuzzBombUK, and that's Buzz, BuzzBombUK. Paul B in set 2, Tony 2. Turns out you're winning in London, but I'm winning in Scotland.
Well, there you go.
So far.
Yeah.
I do tend to win in Scotland. Now then, did you do anything last week?
No, apart from acquire this cold. So I got back from Germany Thursday, and then pretty much just collapsed. We stayed in all weekend, didn't really do anything. We just trying to get back into swing of it, and then today's Monday, I'm back into work. Band practice tonight, so that'll be good. Meeting Carl at the doghouse.
Oh, are you now?
First band practice, yeah.
Cool.
That'll be good. That technically would be last week when this show goes up.
But, yes.
Yeah, apart from that, the band practice is the only good thing. Well, I won't know what happens yet, even though it has happened and hasn't happened. I will report more next week on that. What are you up to? What have you been up to?
Well, I had the best car wash I've ever had.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
I went for a car wash in a garage in Bilborough on my way back from the Royal Mail Centre where I'd picked up a spotlight. Right, that in itself is fine, except that the car wash was brilliant. And I might read out my Facebook post, actually.
Yeah, that
might be easier than me doing the rest. So, right, so here goes. Just went to get my car washed, and the car wash didn't work. So I went into the garage and told the man. He then locked up the garage, walked around to the car wash, reset it, walked along the side of the car with me, and then when I got the green light, he stayed in there with me long enough to check that it was all working properly, drenching himself in the process. Once the massive loofah thing had been completely over both my car and himself once, he knocked on my driver's side window, gave me the thumbs up, and sloshed back into the petrol station, beaming at a good job well done. I couldn't quite believe it. So that's the shortened version. The longer version is, what a legend, right? I drove into the car wash bit, and I typed in the code thing, and then it just said go into the car wash. So I went in the car wash and nothing happened. So I stayed in the car wash for a bit, and then I reversed out of it, and then I looked at the thing, the electronic thing, and it said car wash busy, please wait. I went, oh well, it was busy with me, wasn't it? But nothing's happened. What's going on here? I've managed to destroy technology again. So I walked in the shop, explained what had happened. He went, oh, I think I know what the problem might be. I went, okay. So he had to serve a customer, served her, and then me and him walked out, and he locked the shop up, and he walked round the back where the car wash was, and I got in the car, and he went, right, okay, just drive in. I went, so I drove in, and then he goes, bit further, and what happened was I hadn't driven far enough in to activate the thing. But when I had activated the thing, rather than just walking off, what happened was he realised that I'd left my aerial on top of the car and was worried there would be damage to the aerial. I went, don't worry about the aerial, it's fine because it's rubber, and I couldn't get the thing off. Anyway, he said, well, look, I'll stay in here and wait it while it check it works anyway. So I thought he was going to unscrew the aerial, hand it to me through the car window, and then back off. But no, what he did was he just stood. He kind of leant over the car, leant over, if you like, put his arms on the roof over the aerial to actually protect it, and sort of laid across the car. So he just took out one bit of car and waited while the whole massive roller thing went over it once. Like, just absolutely soaking himself. But quite clearly, that's not cleaning my car door. You know, you know, he's leaning on it. Like, then when the thing's gone over once, he taps on the window. So I wind the window down, a little bit worried about it, while he unscrews the aerial, hands it, which is obviously completely clean now, hands it to me through the window, and then I wind the window back up. And then when the thing starts to come back, he knocks on the window, gives me the thumbs up, and walks off, semi-drenched. Absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very impressed.
Well, it's got a good job done there, hasn't he?
He really was. And the thing is that I'd love to say this bloke is brilliant and he works there, but I'm a little bit worried that because it's the garage itself it's not an independent, it's a chain, that he might have broken all manner of health and safety stuff to stay in the car wash with me. So I'll just have to say, it is, if you are familiar with the Bilborough area, it's a petrol station on the main road to it.
Okay.
Then you probably know which one, and feel free to go in there and say, dude, you're wet, but you're famous.
Wet but famous.
Wet but famous, my friend.
Beautiful.
I think you look for these little buzzwords and phrases so you can put them in the show notes. Because I know that all that will happen there is you'll just write wet but famous.
Yep.
Let people work it out for themselves.
The little notes to myself.
Speaking of people who are wet but famous, we will briefly mention Keith Vaz, will we?
Oh, dear.
Oh dear, Keith Vaz. Keith Vaz is a Labour MP in the UK. If you are listening around the world, this story might not have broken, but he has been a moral arbiter, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's been a moral arbiter for years. He's basically been on various committees going, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that, you're out of order, don't do that. And he's always fairly sour-faced and moral and all that. And then it comes out that I know it was a sting and I know that it was set up, but don't hire male escorts if you're married with children and you're a moral arbiter. It won't end well for you.
No. It was also drugs involved as well, I think. And,
there was talk of cocaine, but it was more about poppers, wasn't it? Which is, they're legal, aren't they?
I think the thing is that he was on the board to against the illegalising them.
Right.
And then he was supposed to be using them or something. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, silly Keith Vaz.
Silly
I actually
Keith Vaz.
Hope that it all kind of sorts itself out and there's another sort of break so it blows over from that, because it must be awful for the family right now.
He probably just wanted to wrestle, you know, sometimes. Need a little bit of a wrestle.
Exactly. What? Are you saying in a kind of Kell Brook way that he wants to take on the mightiest, most dangerous Eastern European boxer in the world this weekend? That Keith Vaz maybe just fancies getting a couple of Eastern European blokes in for a bit of Greco-Roman.
Yeah,
is
maybe.
That what you're inspired by the Olympics? Now the Paralympics are about to start, aren't they? And they're under all sorts of pressure.
Yeah, was it Wednesday?
I think so. Yeah, they're under all sorts of pressure because basically, the Brazilians spent all of the Paralympic money on draining their pool. Well, it wouldn't be green anymore. and it just left it in a right mess. Now, I don't know how you feel about the Paralympics, Tony. I am inspired by it to a certain extent and think it's fantastic, but I do also think that some of this stuff in the Paralympics, I think they have to be very careful about how various people qualify for various events, because often you'll get one person in the event that's qualified for it, but they're clearly against the rest much more able to do the sport. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there was on the news the other day, it was a footballer, I think, had a brain injury, but he seemed pretty much okay. But a brain injury can be quite a varied and wide topic, can't it? It can have really different abilities.
Well, yes, because a brain injury can mean that you can't operate your legs anymore, but a brain injury can also mean that you just started seeing everything purple as red.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is only a problem if the opposing team are wearing purple shirts and your team are wearing red ones. Other than that, you're just a pretty good footballer.
Exactly.
I did, in Associated News, Tony, I have just driven through Hyson Green, where there was a young man with no legs who was pushing himself along on a skateboard with his mates. They're all just there, but they're all able-bodied and all that. Mm. He's got no legs. He's pushing himself along on a skateboard. This is not the first time I've seen a person with no legs pushing themselves along on a skateboard. My question to you is, Tony, what did people with no legs do before the invention of the skateboard?
Ooh.
How about that for a question?
Horse and cart.
Yeah, but would they push themselves along? They need long arms.
That's true, good point.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. If you know the answer to this, perhaps you can email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tiny your email. I know what people with no legs did before the advent of the skateboard.
Walk on their hands?
Maybe. I've just realised it's perfect for the next track. So let's okay. Do that now, because the next track, Tony, Roger Miret and the Disasters. I hadn't planned. Right. And I've actually managed to write down the wrong Facebook thing for them as well. Roger Miret and the Disasters. So I'm actually going to I'm gonna check this out on my phone while we're just talking. Because Roger Miret, he was in Rancid, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know. Never really got into Rancid.
Right, well, so you don't know where he came from, and I'm thinking that he was in Rancid. Right, but now neither of us are sure. So I could find out right now, but that would be boring, wouldn't it? I'm just going to type in Roger Miret to get the thing. So here goes. Right, let's just have the... Oh, maybe he wasn't. Roger, no. He's the vocalist for New York hardcore band Agnostic Front. That's what we were thinking there.
Oh, right.
He's in Agnostic Front, but then he's got his own band as well. And I'm just looking for the website, and it's there. So what is, Tony, what is Roger Miret and the Disasters website?
RogerMiret.com.
No, thedisasters.com.
Ah.
So very close, but it's now Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 2. And this is from the vaults, in that we played it in 2011, I think, 2011 or 2012, certainly. That's the most recent thing that, according to their website, they appear to have done. So this is from the album of the same name. And after what we've just said, it does seem quite fitting that the track is called Gotta Get Up Now.
Time to speak out, a time to be heard above all the noise. They can't hide the truth any longer. There's a time for action and the time is now. A fight will be heard from all around. They can't hide the truth any longer. Cause we've all had enough.
Now we've all gotta get up now. shut the tongue and speak out.
Get up now.
He's a sent to just what fighting for.
Get up now.
Power to the people who fight for a cause.
Get up now.
There's a time for action, time to speak out.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Roger Murray and the Disasters and a track called Gotta Get Up Now, which I think we did play 4 or 5 years ago. But anyway, a classic from the vaults after some mucking about in recent weeks.
Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah. And I did also notice in that last section, Tony, that we managed to cover car washes, disability, drug taking and prostitution.
And wrestling.
And wrestling, yes. Greco-Roman, to be precise. The lot is. It's a good job I didn't get onto Korfball. Maybe I'll save that.
Yes.
Right, so have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Till we establish it, I am just doing the ooze there.
Yep.
And I'm saying up front, I have not got a gig myself this week. I'm still recovering from the Peruvian gig last week.
But I've only got one this week.
And you've only got one. Okay.
John's been in touch from the Bleach Boys.
Hello, John.
Hello, John. He says, hi, mate. Hope Hollywood was as good as it looked. He was, John. Thank you very much. The Bleach Boys are doing Ballstock, which apparently is
Ballstock.
Next... Ballstock, sorry. Next it's Sunday.
Bulldog.
Bulldog. Yeah, Ballstock at Bulldog.
Yeah, Ballstock.
Next Sunday, they're doing 6:30-ish at the Rose and Crown. A decent pub with no 90 decibel noise limiter. John doesn't like his noise limiters.
He really doesn't. Yeah. And I understand that.
And he says, by the way, strong chance for a new Bleach Boys event this year, so he'll keep us informed. Thanks for that, John. So there you go. Is that free?
Yeah. Ballstock is an amazing thing that was set up single-handedly by my mate G La Roche, an amazing man. And Ballstock now basically takes out pretty much every pub in the town, which for a small town, there are a lot of pubs.
Okay.
There are, the town's got about 18,000 people and there's got to be 15 pubs.
Brilliant.
You know, it is great. And every single one of them has bands on all day. And I have previously run the comedy for them, that where they would have one stage on one day would be the comedy stage. But I've moved, so I can't really do it. They walk around with buckets that you put money in, and all the money goes to charity, and everyone gives up a huge amount of their time and their tech and their kit and everything else. And loads of great bands do it, including the Bleach Boys. And it's brilliant, and I do recommend that you go to it if you're anywhere near it. So that actually doubles as a gig from me as well, because it is Ballstock, so it's just brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
But that still means that we shouldn't play
Bully Beach picture gigs in the world. Yeah,
yes. Or should we? There we go. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, man. Right, two songs in a row, Tony. I thought what I'd do is I'd have them both from Edinburgh. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
It's two more tracks from the Bannerman's Bar Under the Bridge Volume 11, which is a free CD that you can pick up from the pub, which is it's on Cowgate. It's on the corner of Cowgate and Nidrig Street in Edinburgh, and it's a fantastic pub. It's absolutely brilliant, and they have great music on, and I love everyone there.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, and you can get the CD from there. More importantly, right now, the next two bands we're playing, both from Edinburgh, both on it. Listen out for Brothel Corpse Trio. But first up, Tony, a band called Nest of Vipers. Now, what do I want to tell you about Nest of Vipers? I'll say that it's basically girl-fronted rock.
Ooh.
I don't really like saying when there's a female lead singer of a band. This has got nothing to do with Petrol Girls. It's got more to do with a couple of documentaries I've seen on the BBC 4 recently, where it would be much better if people just called bands bands, rather than, they shouldn't be important whether they're girl-fronted or not. But I know that girl-fronted does immediately make you think of something else, doesn't it? No, not like that, Tony.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I mean, there's a certain sound that you associate with a girl-fronted band, I think. Whether that's right or wrong, hey, we're going to dig ourselves a hole again, yep. And I'm not being rude there. This is, look, for God's sake, Paul, this is a great band called Nest of Vipers. What's their website?
nestofvipers.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3, and stay tuned for Bottle Corp Trio. This is Full Throttle.
Fun.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Brothel Corpse Trio. Hot rocking, kind of psychobilly. I'd call it more kind of psycho rock and roll, I suppose. And a brilliant track called Devil Boy, which again is out on its a fabulous free compilation. The only reason that I picked these four over the other ones, really, is because they're all good, is that quite a few of the other ones, being more conventional rock, were a little bit long to play on this show.
Right, okay.
So the four we played from it are four of the shorter ones and arguably four of the catchy ones, more of the rock and rolly ones, more suitable, more punky, more suitable to punky.
Okay.
Basically. As is Brothel Corpse Trio, all the way from Edinburgh, who also played, I think they played Bedlam. I think they played the last Bedlam breakout in Northampton.
All right.
So, yeah, absolutely top band. Like them a lot. What's the Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Brothel Corpse Trio.
Facebook.com/The Brothel Corpse Trio. Now, I'm sorry about that because they are advertised on the album as being called Brothel Corpse Trio, but they may be The Brothel Corpse Trio. It's a bit of a Stray Cats thing they've got on there, Tony.
Right.
A lot of people called Stray Cats The Stray Cats, but they weren't. They were Stray Cats. Anyway, Brothel Corpse Trio, same thing, but you're still wrong. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 3, and that was Devil Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, indeed. I'm loving the music this week. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
I've got the gardeners in this week.
Is that a euphemism?
No, unfortunately not. No, yeah, Thursday, Friday, they come up to dig up my back garden, and that also is not a euphemism. Right. Yeah, so they dig
sure like that. That's not in a Keith Vaz way.
There's been no wrestling.
It's in a Keith Vaz way from now on.
That's happening Thursday, Friday. That's so. That's it really. Nothing much happening. What are you up to?
I'm back on it, man.
Back on it.
Start of an autumn season, or as I'm calling it, an awesome season.
Ooh.
At my comedy clubs in Hitchin and Oslo, which happened this weekend. So on Friday night in Hitchin, I've got Simon Clayton and Paddy Lennox, both acts that have been down to the show before at Woodside Hall. You can find out more via lastminutecomedy.com. It will be brilliant. It's first one of the new season. Be looking forward to seeing a lot of you back down there after a 2-month break. And then on Saturday, we drop Mr. Lennox, but Mr. Clayton comes with me and his wife, Mary Burke, who's also a Vegas stand-up comic, and they will be accompanying me to Oslo, to the Oslo Comedy Club at Star Pub on Linda Grenson. And you can find out about more about that show via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. I've never managed to just get oslocomedyclub.com. I've never really sorted that out. I'm not that bright.
Right, okay.
But anyway, that will be also be an amazeballs show, Tony.
Ooh, amazeballs.
It's Totes Oaks. It's amazeballs.
Lovely.
I've upset some young people in the warehouse this week by accusing them of being butters and not fit to be my bare henches, and they didn't like it at all. They weren't comfortable with a man of my age using that sort of admittedly 8 years out of date street language, but nevertheless, I was banged. They didn't like it when I did my finger flick thing as well.
Right.
They don't like it, the kids. They don't.
They just don't like it.
The kids don't like it. No. Right. Not even in the Keith Vaz way. All right. And so that's what we're doing this week. So, yeah. So, please do. I hope to see some of you at my shows in Hitchin and Oslo this week. And I'll have news of a new Nottingham Comedy Club on next week's show.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So, should we play another song then?
Yeah.
Suppose you might do. I got a band mixed up. I got Kamikaze Girls mixed up with Hands Off Gretel, by the way.
All right.
We played Kamikaze Girls last week, but they are great, and we have played them before, but I had got them mixed up with Hands Off Gretel, which is a very bad thing to do. Hands Off Gretel, Tony, are South York's grungy, post-punk, riot girly sort of affair. You can see where the confusion lie, I hope.
Right, okay.
Between Hands Off Gretel and Kamikaze Girls, but a very different proposition. Hands Off Gretel, very much of the DIY way of doing things, to the extent, Tony, that if you go on their website and read about them, or go on their Facebook page and read about them, you will find out that they send handwritten notes along with any orders made, which is absolutely brilliant. But if they get really big, they're going to find that very difficult.
Yeah, it's not scalable, is it?
It's not scalable, Tony. Yeah. I've found this in the past. You start saying you do something with the best intentions, and then if it does take off, you go, oh, man, I'm doing this for the rest of my life for no money. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah.
Punky Radio.
Yeah.
Careful, hands off Gretel, be careful what you promise. Anyway, at present they're doing it and they are brilliant, and they've got some recent material out, and you can find out more about it via their website, Tony, which is
handsoffgretel.co.uk.
It is, it's Tony Four, Paulie B, isn't it? Four.
Ooh.
It is a goo. I like it when this happens.
Ooh, yeah.
Indeed. So let's play it, shall we? I think you're going to like this a lot, Tony. This is, and again, in terms of my phallic euphemisms, this one doesn't quite fit.
Right.
This is One-Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the band this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hands Off, Gretel and One-Eyed Girl. So how you can differentiate, obviously, between Hands Off Gretel and Kamikaze Girls is Kamikaze Girls are a two-piece and Hands Off Gretel are not.
Right.
There you go. Right. Have you got a twat?
No.
All right. Should we talk about your new band then?
Could do.
Let's not do that. We've been laughing too much.
Yeah, that's fine. What we could do is remind people of like iTunes and things like that, because...
Oh, did you? Did you think you could just drop to some default readout?
I did.
Right, but hey, why not? You've got a cold. Let's keep it simple for you.
It's worked before.
Yeah.
So, twats, thank you for your twat nominations. I do need more, as mentioned last week. So I want the twats name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Rona twats, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Please email me. We'll let you off this week, but get your twats coming through. Also, iTunes reviews. We've mentioned it off and on. I can't remember if we mentioned it over the summer or not, but we do need your iTunes reviews. iTunes works weirdly. The chart is constantly moving. One thing that does help us move up is reviews. So if you can review us, please do. Go to punkyradio.com, hit the iTunes link. It will open up the iTunes store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, I won't see your review, so if you can email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com, I'll feature on the show.
Sort it out, eye wankers.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, Tone, that we might as well wrap this up, really.
Yeah.
I think with one last track, that we're going to slow things down a little bit now.
Okay.
And we're going to get downright dirty bluesy, Tony.
Cool.
It doesn't get a lot dirtier and a lot bluesier than Ethan and the Reformation, my friend.
Blimey.
Or Ethan and the Reformation, if you prefer. What do you prefer, Tony? Or do you prefer Ethan and the Reformation? How would you say Ethan and the Reformation?
I'd say Ethan and the Reformation.
Well, you'd just agree with me to avoid conflict.
No, that's what I would have said. Possibly.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, what's their website?
EthanandTheReformation.com.
It is indeed, and it's all the letters. EthanandTheReformation.com. Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 4. This is as bluesy as fuck. It's a little bit sort of John Spencer blues explosion-y, I suppose.
Okay.
You could go down that road if you wanted to. No one likes to be pigeonholed. Every band thinks they're not like another band. They are the original and best them. Until someone comes out and says, well, you do sound a bit similar to that. There are only so many chords and so many sounds and so many instruments and so many people.
But
anyway, Ethan and the Reformation are down and dirty blues, rock and roll, and I am very, very keen on them, Tone.
Excellent.
And this is a track called Hollandia. That's about the size of it this week, Tony. I'm going to run through the bands and their song titles to fit in with my vaguely sexual nature to the entire show this week, all right?
But not in the Keith Vaz way.
Not in a Keith Vaz way, no. So Wonk Unit was Ode to Summer. Yeah, you might think Wonk Unit sounds a bit rude, but actually Mr. Splashy is what I may be calling my own chat from now on. Then you're down with Phallocentric, which is obviously what I'm all about, and that was Petrol Girls there. Then you've got... something for the specialist there with Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics, and then we're straight into Buzz Bomb's Creep Show, one for the pervs. Then we had Roger Murray and the Zazas, Gotta Get Up Now, We All Want To, and then it's Nest of Vipers with Full Throttle, Get Banging In There Like You Mean It, Sunshine. In fact, Like a Devil Boy from the Brothel Corpse Trio, Keeping Up the Sexual Nature, with the word brothel. Then Hands Off Gretel, It's a One-Eyed Girl, that's one for the transsexuals out there. And then we finished up with Ethan and the Reformation and Hollandia, which is quite clearly a sexual disease picked up in Rotterdam. There you go. Perhaps you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show, Tony.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
And I hope to see one or two of you at my, well, more than that, in fact, at my shows in Hitchin and Oslo this weekend. It will be but a week before you hear me again clutching at straws. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
But you can't.